Hello students, I am going to continue the story The Happy Prince in this module number 3. In the second module we have seen that the prince insisted the bird swallow to stay with him in order to help the poor and needy in playwright as well as the match girl. After helping the match girl, when swallow returned to the happy prince, he told him that how he was blind and so he would stay with him forever. But the happy prince said to the swallow that he should go to Egypt. But swallow refused and said that he would stay with him only. And he slept on the prince's feet. The swallow used to stay along with the happy prince all the time and used to tell him the stories of the different places that he had visited. The happy prince said to the swallow to tell him wonderful things, but added that nothing was more wonderful than the suffering of people. No mystery was bigger than sadness, and he wanted to know who all were sad in his kingdom. So he asked the swallow to go and let him know what he saw while flying over the city. So the swallow flew and took a round over the city and saw that the rich people were living happily in their beautiful houses, and they were partying while the poor people were begging and sitting outside the gates. Then he went to the dark lanes where there was no light also, and the poor people lived. There he saw that the children were hungry, due to which their faces had turned white. Further, the swallow saw two little boys under the archway of the bridge. They were lying much close to each other so that they kept themselves warm. They were so poor, they didn't have food, so they were trying to keep each other warm. Two children were starving as they were hungry. Just then, a watchman appeared and scolded them. He shouted and made them go away from there. The poor children kept wandering in the rain as they were homeless. Swallow went back to Happy Prince and told him what he had seen in the city. The Happy Prince told Swallow that his whole body was covered with fine gold. He could take tiny pieces of gold from his body and give it to the poor people in need. All the living beings required money, and when they would get gold, they would feel happy. Gradually, the swallow took out the gold layers from the statue of the happy prince, and as he removed the layers of the gold, the statue started looking dull and gray. As the statue of the happy prince started looking dull and grey, the children grew happier because through it they were getting food to eat. Finally, it started snowing, and when a lot of snow fell, everything froze. Everyone was wearing clothes made of fur. Small children were wearing red color caps and were roaming here and there. They were skating on the ice. Swallow bird was feeling very cold, but he kept on sitting near the statue. He did not want to leave him because he loved the happy prince. The bird did not want to die, so he used to go to the bakery where the baker used to bake the bread, to eat the bread crumbs and tried to keep himself warm by flapping his wings. The swallow was aware that he was about to die. He had only enough strength to fly up to the shoulders of the statue of the Happy Prince. And he says, if he could kiss his hand. The Happy Prince thought that the swallow wanted to go to Egypt. So, he said that he was happy that finally the bird was going to Egypt. Happy Prince said to the swallow that it had stayed there for a very long time and now it should go to Egypt. It wanted the bird to kiss its lips instead of the hands because the statue loved the bird. The swallow bird said to the Happy Prince that he was not going to Egypt but to the house of death. He added that death was a brother of sleep. He kissed the Happy Prince on his lips and fell down to the feet of the Happy Prince and died. As soon as the bird died on the feet of the Happy Prince, an unusual sound came out from the statue. The sound was of the breaking of the statue's heart, which was made of lead. The heart broke because of the death of his beloved bird. But it is said that it was so cold that the heart broke into two pieces. The next morning, the mayor of the city, along with his counselors, was taking a round of the area where the statue of the Happy Prince was erected. And when he crossed the statue and looked up at it, he said that the statue of the Happy Prince looked untidy. The counselors always agreed with whatever the mayor used to say. So, they also asserted that the statue looked untidy. The mayor noticed that the ruby stone, which was placed in the handle of the sword, was missing. The sapphires from the statue's eyes were also missing, and the layer of the gold from its body was also missing. The mayor said that it seemed as if it was the statue of a beggar, and the town councillors agreed with him. The mayor noticed that a dead bird was lying on the feet of the statue. Then he told the town councillors to pass an order that birds were not allowed to die on the feet of the statue, and the town clerk made a note of the suggestion given by him. The art professor of the university said that now the statue of the Happy Prince did not look beautiful and was not useful anymore, so they should demolish it. So they melted the statue in a furnace. To their surprise, the supervisor of the foundry saw a strange thing. The heart of the statue, which was broken into two pieces, was not melting in the furnace. So they threw it as it is in the dust heap. Coincidentally, they threw the heart of the Happy Prince where the dead swallow was also lying. God asked one of his angels to bring him the two most precious things of the city, and the angel brought the two pieces of heart of the statue and the dead swallow bird. God said to the angel that it had brought the right thing. It had chosen the right things, which were indeed the most precious things of the city. He said that the bird would always sing in the garden of his paradise, and the Happy Prince would stay in his city of gold and admire him. Thus, the end of the story is happy. That is why the title, The Happy Prince, is appropriate. Students, again, I request you to attempt the questions given in worksheet number 3. Thank you.